The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B. Thank you for joining me here tonight on this fantastic Wednesday evening. We're looking forward to having a great show, and I'm glad you decided to join us tonight. We will be talking a lot about music tonight, everything about music. This is probably one of the most nerve-wracking shows right now because my first two guests know more about me than just about everybody except for my mother and my wife. And they probably know a lot of things that they don't know either. So with live on-air conversations, hopefully they'll know how to contain themselves and we'll keep the conversation about music. Clark, just be ready in case we need to hang up on anybody. We're going to have a fantastic show. Again, thank you for joining us tonight. For those of you who don't know, you can call in and offer your comments during the show. You just call in to 917-932-1078. Those of you who are in the chat room, thank you for joining us online. Feel free to post your comments, questions, and concerns there, and we can make sure we address those and get those on as well. The brothers that I have joining me tonight, I can talk forever about them because, like I said, we go way back. I'm talking about Ancient Sounds and my brother, DJ Black Wizard. These two brothers are just phenomenal brothers that's been in my life for a long time. We went to high school together, and we've been talking about doing something like this for quite a while, and you'll hear from them shortly as well. Before we get into that, I want to share a couple of quick announcements with you. Some things you might not know, some things you probably are aware of. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. This is the day set aside for love, one of my favorite holidays. So I want to wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day. It's also the celebration day for my grandmother. Rest her soul. So it's always a special day because I remember her on that day as well. We're also going to premiere one of our newest projects. It's called Love at Work. It's a short film that we're going to be releasing tomorrow, especially for Valentine's Day. So make sure you guys check it out on YouTube. Check it out on the Fellas Night Out group page, as well as on my Facebook page, and we'll be posting it on Twitter as well. So stay looking out for that, and I'm sure you're gonna like it. It's a very very special project. It's all about love. It is a project that was selected for the Charlotte Black Film Festival coming up the end of this month, so we're very excited about that as well. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Ancient Sounds and DJ Black Wizard. So stay right there. Don't leave, and we have a lot to talk about, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have some conversation about all things music. So stay right there.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust. Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it. More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
All right, we're back here on Fellas Night Out. I'm joined by two of my brothers, Ancient Sound and DJ Black Wizard. My brothers, thank you guys for joining me tonight. How you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How you doing, man?
Doing well, brother. Doing well. This is DJ Black Wizard, Hot16Radio.com. Good to be here with my man, Chucky B. What up?
What's up, fellas? And we
can
hear that you're a DJ, so you're just going to go ahead and do your thing, right? I hear you. Go ahead and do your thing. Hot16Radio.com. They can definitely check that out as well. So what's going on?
Everything's good, man. What's going on? What's up with you? We trying to get like you, you know, get all the hustles going on with all your projects going on. So we good.
You know how I do. That's how we roll.
Yeah, I know.
So let's start. You know, we'll talk a little bit about what you have going on, Ancient Sounds. Tell us a little bit about your production and what you're doing with that.
Well, my production is basically mainly hip-hop based, music, more of the boom-bap style of rap, which, right now doesn't seem to be as popular as the other styles of hip-hop music, but, you know, hopefully it will be coming back with, some of the newer artists that's coming out that are really catered to that. So hopefully we'll get back in. So that's basically my style. Like, right now, I'm actually working with some local artists here. Last Born Child, I just got finished producing a record for him that he's about to put out on his mixtape. Got a couple more joints that I'm producing for some people. So we'll see.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll definitely make sure we support it and get it on here. So DJ Black Wizard, what's going on with you? What you got cooking?
I'm working on this salsa mixtape, and I just saw a video of a salsa dancer down in Atlanta by the name of Chucky G.
he perfected two moves.
Yeah, he did those two moves with about 20 different people. And I was amazed. But definitely Hot 16 Radio. Definitely we still taking it off. DJ Black Wizard, I do like a lot of hip-hop showcases. I spent a lot of clubs here in the DMV, that's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. So, you know, we got a big party coming up this weekend in Crystal City at Core Lounge. So I should be DJing that a little bit, of like doing one of the sets there. But for the most part, just making moves, just doing podcasts. We're doing like an indie artist spotlight. So, you know, we're looking at there's like a Friday Night Mics, this thing that's going to kick off this Friday in Baltimore at Autograph Theater on 25th Street. So it's going to be a lot of artists from D.C. and Baltimore performing.
Uh-oh, 25th Street.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's,
okay.
So, it's definitely kind of around our old way, so it's definitely good to go back in the community where we all started, and then, like, you know, still just spreading hip-hop. So, you know, that's how we're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Sounds good. Let's talk a little bit about the Grammys. You guys watch the Grammys? What you think about it?
Well, I can't say I watched the Grammys live. You know, I saw some things, you know, after the fact, you know, basically online or whatever. I haven't watched the Grammys live for quite some time now. You know, sometimes the music business with a lot of stuff that they show, I don't know, I'm just not really feeling it at a lot of times. So I did not watch it live. But I did see, check out some of the performances, like I said, on the internet. The joint that Miguel did, and when Jay-Z and
Timberlake
came, like, yeah, that was pretty good. So I heard that actually a lot of people said, I even saw it on a lot of shows, said that this was actually probably one of the most, or one of the best produced Grammys that they had in a long, long, long time. So kind of mad I missed it.
Yeah, I mean, I caught a little bit of it. I know last year was big because, you know, the whole thing with Whitney Houston, like, the night before, a couple of nights before.
Right.
So that was, like, you know, everybody was really tuned in. Like, this year I was, like, kind of checking. I was, like, hoping to see Nas win an award, but, you know, like, I think
that's
he came up short. Yeah. Nas came up short to Drake, but, you know, I mean, it was all good. I mean, I saw a little bit of it, but I was kind of, somehow I started watching the Mary Mary reruns on the
channel. Right.
I found that to be a little bit more interesting than the Grammys this year, but I did kind of keep up on a little bit of it. So,
well, see, that's one of the reasons why, like I said, you know, the Grammys, this is one of the reasons why, like, music, to me, a lot of times doesn't seem to be going, it seems to be more too popular instead of, like, the best music. Because, you know, Nas has been in the game for ever, one of the best, you know, hip-hop artists ever. And in the hip-hop category, Drake wins over Nas. Nas has never won a Grammy. That doesn't make any sense. But
And then you got to look at the genius of, like, everybody was talking about how crazy Dream was. And, like, Dream could have walked in my house and I wouldn't have recognized him.
Right.
But, like, after he showed up in the crazy outfit with the hat on and looking crazy, and then Jay-Z kind of called him out a little bit. I mean, that probably skyrocketed,
right.
You know, like, that's that good, you know, like, no publicity is bad publicity, so he probably got, you know, like, and now everybody know who Dream is. So, you know, I mean, we've heard his records, but, like, you know, you probably really couldn't recognize him if he walked, you know, if you saw him in the 7-Eleven or something.
Right.
Okay. What about, did you guys hear the, what's his name? The guy who had the horrible Forrest Gump song.
Who's that?
Frank Ocean.
The thing that went down. You saw the thing with him and Chris Brown.
No.
Yeah.
Performance on the Grammys.
Where
he did that
song
called Forrest Gump.
Oh, I actually didn't see it. You know, I didn't see that before.
I was like one of my favorite Frank Ocean songs is Crack Rock, which is a dope song. I mean, like, his whole album was a dope album. I have it. You know, I, like, played in the car a lot, you know, so it's a lot of people. So, you know, for him to come in and win awards this year, and then, you know, he was on, like, some features with Jay-Z and Kanye, and then just kind of stepping up and breaking out. I mean, that was a good
And I think he's overrated, though. I think he's overrated. I just think he had the controversy, you know, with the fact that, you know, he came out basically as bisexual, said that, you know, the first love of his life was, you know, was a man. I think that drew people to him. Because the song that he has, what he sung, I believe, at the MTV Awards, the one that they play on the radio a lot, Forever, or whatever the name of the song is, I mean, it's an okay song, but it's not, like, you know, the best song in the world, but they play it so much. And I, like I said, I think his controversy just, you know, made him a bigger star than probably what maybe he should be, but again, music is a popularity.
Well, his Grammy performance had everybody scratching their head. So when you get a chance, you know, check it out on YouTube and then report back to me and let me know what you think. But
All right.
We were waiting for some, like, a joke or something to happen, but it was like, it was the worst thing I'd ever seen.
I think I caught some of it because it was like the video with the and he was like walking in and out and stuff. I think I caught some. I caught some of that.
Yeah. It was horrible.
It was just bad. And then it was like, yeah, I don't know how they were trying to pull that off. And then I think, like, who was it? Taylor Swift had, like, her gown lighting up and stuff.
Nah, that wasn't
Taylor Swift. That was somebody else.
That was Carrie Underwood, I think.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. She had the light show with her gown on.
Right, right.
It was something. So overall, like, where do you see the biggest improvements in music coming up? Is it in hip hop? Is it in pop? Is it in country? Like, what do you see happening that's gonna show us the biggest increase in that type of music?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm not a country fan, like, you know, per se like that. But I can honestly tell you this: when I watch music and I watch like live performances, to me, and it's just my opinion, the country artists put on a much better live performance than most musical genres, to me. Hip-hop, because of the way hip-hop is done, and, you know, a lot of a lot of artists don't have the breath control to, you know, say all those words, you know, in all these bars as much. Singing is a little different. You have more breath control when you sing. Country artists seem to be putting on a better show. And actually have better singers overall, in my opinion, right now than a lot of. It seems like they try to perfect that craft a little more. Like R&B artists, is basically a lot of times they get up there and they're singing, but it's more like they're singing with the talent that they have, and not they didn't hone that craft. So they get up there and they don't sound so good. Like just basically like Frank Ocean. You know, to get there, they don't sound as good as you think that they would sound. But the country artists always blow it up. So,
yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
that's
know
one of my goals, to win a Grammy for Country Song of the Year.
Yeah. I heard a couple of your songs. You definitely can win one.
You might can do it. But you might need like a little bit more misery. You might need to come back home You gotta come back and spend a couple of months back in East Baltimore, and then you'll have enough blues. You can write a whole country album.
Nah, I'm good with that. All right, well, hold tight, guys. We have a caller from the 443 area code. We're gonna hear what they have to say. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller from the 443 area code. Are you there? All right, I guess they're not there. We'll wait and see if they pick back up. But, you know, what do you think about R&B right now? You know, we know some of the names that have been around for a while, some of the newcomers with Frank Ocean now getting Best New Artist of the Year. You have a lot of the younger guys coming out. But then you have a lot of the older guys trying to make comebacks, too. You know, Keith Sweat is going back on tour. You got Johnny Gill on tour. You got all of that. So, like, where is R&B right now?
At the rate it's going now, R&B going to start to get like how hip-hop is. They're going to start fighting all the time because there's too much competition going on. They don't know what to do with it. They all, like, too many people sound the same. It's not enough diversity in it. That's the problem with music, period. It's just, there's not enough diversity in it. The record companies want to seem to put out the same product over and over and over again from different people. You hear the same thing. I don't know. No one has their own sound, like, going on. And the people that do don't last long.
And it's more like kind of like, you know, people try to cater, like, what's hot in the club. So you can see, you know, like, Usher and Chris Brown, they kind of do, like, those, like, house dance-type tracks now. And they kind of take off and go to a whole new audience. And then you see, like, you know, people you've seen before, like they call, I think it's TGT, Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. They all come together for a song called Sex Ain't Never Felt Better or something like that. Anyway, but I mean you see guys just kind of grasping at straws, just trying to keep it that same old sound like Genuine and like Tyrese, Tank, those guys.
They fight the same audience, and again the record company doesn't know how to market them. Because there is no there's no diversity in the sound. So the record company's like, okay, well, we can get, you know, this artist, basically have the same production or someone with the same production style and just put out a record and just see, you know, who gravitates to it. Because there's no, like back in the 70s and, you know, in the 80s, the sounds were different. You know, Commodores didn't sound like, you know, the whatever other groups, you knew the sound of the bands and the sounds of the, you know, the people. You don't have that. You don't have that now. They're all interchangeable.
And then you hear something like, "Follow your dream."
Yeah, you know, just
whack. T-Pain come out, you know, with
yeah, now like
with the voice altering, with a big old thing.
Now T-Pain's beating with Future because Future is the man now with the you know, the whatever the
auto tune
or whatever.
Right,
auto,
yeah.
You know, like yeah. T-Pain invented auto tune. He didn't invent auto tune. You know, so
right.
somebody else wants to use it. You know, they want to use it. It's just right. ridiculous. It's that's why the underground music should just, I don't know, people should just rally with the underground stuff and go with the, you know, the non-popular music and force the record companies to say, listen, you know, we got to put out better stuff, you know, better product, but it is what it
right.
is.
Okay. I mean, but it's not about this singing part. You got to have the whole production. I mean, you got to be like Beyonce, you know, she taking over Super Bowl, she doing Essence, you know, stuff like that. You know, you gotta have the whole package. You gotta have the show. You gotta be able to perform or lip sync well, really well, or do whatever you gotta do. But you know, you gotta have the whole package. You just can't be like you know, great singers, like, you know, like you said, like we brought up Whitney Houston. She was like one of the last great singers. You know, her voice was like that last voice. You know, and outside of that, you know, it's just kind of, you know, everybody trying to be like, you know, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, or, you know, or whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, stay there. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about independent, as well as more about a little hip hop. See who you like. You know, we know you like the old school stuff, but see who you like new. And what you're listening to right now. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more with Ancient Sounds and DJ Black Wizard. And then in the second half of the show, I have my boy Terry Mora coming up from LearnTheMusicBusiness.com. So stay right there, and we'll be back right after this quick message.
Word.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
Two questions. How's your New Year's resolution going? And how can the world's leading weight loss challenge get any better? Well, the 90-Day Body by Vi Challenge is offering you a chance to join the challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. Go to 123shakes.com and find out why over 6,000 people a day are joining the 90-Day Challenge. Try on your own challenge for 90 days, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed. You're going to love this. Or are you going to stay with your unresolution? Go to 123shakes.com. Get your challenge on.
Daniel Brown. Chuck B is the name here on Fellas Night Out. I'm here joined with my brothers, Ancient Sounds and DJ Black Wizard. Before we pick back up, I want to let you know the Survival Radio Network business of the week is Shop Square. If you're looking for any of the best in electronics, home decor, furnishings, and more, check them out on the website at www.shopsquare.com. That's shoppesquare.com. Let them know that we sent you and expect a great discount. All right, so thank you again for all of you who are listening and joining us tonight on Fellas Night Out. For those of you who are in the chat room, sending emails, text messages, we appreciate your support. Feel free to give us a call if you want to get on the air and ask a question or make a comment about anything music. The number is 917-932-1078. All right, so as I mentioned, we want to talk a little bit about independent music. Ancient Sounds, you mentioned it a little bit, you know, the whole push for independent and what's being done to create buzz there. Just talk a little bit about how important that is now with the way contracts are structured and record labels do with marketing, things like that. Why is it important to have independent artists out there, independent labels, things like that?
Well, I think you probably, if you're in the music business, I think especially, you know, hip-hop, because now hip-hop is to the point now where almost anybody can do it. It's not like back in the days where you had to go to the big studio to even make a record. With technology, production of a song can be done in your house. You know, all of the equipment that you can get to make a quality record, you can actually buy now for pretty much, you know, cheap to actually produce a song that's in your own house. But if you to go the independent route, I think you need to get like a fan base behind you. You know, because you can do everything yourself on the internet. And if you get a big enough buzz, you can actually force, you know, radio, you can force record companies, you can force these A&Rs to actually come and seek you out instead of you going after trying to search for deals. So many rappers have done it. It seems to be that's the way to go now. And the music contracts are structured way different now than what they used to be because of record sales are not how they used to be. Remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago when an artist came out, if he had a number one album for that week, he might have sold 1 million, 2 million copies. Now, if you sell 100,000 records, you know, in your first week, you're doing something. You know, that's because there's so many ways to now get, to get music. Everyone's pirating music, you know, downloading it from off the, you know, the internet, just everywhere. So it's definitely smart for an upcoming artist to try to do as much stuff on their own before they even attempt to look at a big record company, because a record company is really going to get as much out of you as possible. They're now dipping into tour money because they're not making as much money off of record sales. So now your contracts that they sign you for, I think they call like 360 deals or whatever, they're now dipping into your tour money, which they didn't used to do that. You know, they were only on the record side. Whatever you made as far as touring and shows or whatever, that was your money. Now, because you're not selling records like you used to, they want that money, too, to recoup before you can even, like, you know, really make some money. So if you can do it all yourself, hey, there's more money in your pocket.
Right. I mean, it's like a real big double-edged sword. Like, I mean, it's probably better these days to go indie. I mean, because you can have more control over your music. But the whole thing is about distribution and putting it out and getting that airplay. You know, but like, you know, like the cats down south, like in Texas and or out west in Cali, like they've been selling records and stuff out of the trunk of their cars for years. Well, so you know, they can, like, they just eliminate the whole distribution and the whole middleman on their own. So like the whole thing about music now, it's like, I mean, you look at like Bad Boy. Like if you get signed to Bad Boy, like, you know, 10 years ago that might have been a big thing, but Like Bad Boy's roster is so deep and nobody comes out with any records. So, you know, like, hey, I just got signed to Bad Boy, and you never hear from him again.
Right, you never hear from him. Like,
right, well, rather than, you know, you go independent, you get that buzz, you start pushing your music, and, you know, like, I mean, always definitely a big fan of, like, Little Brother and Fonte. They kind of, like, you know, they'll just leak that music out because they got a strong enough fan base that they can still, like, people still support that music, even though they already heard it and downloaded it, because they figure, like, somehow you're going to download it anyway, so I might as well just go, you might as well get it from me, and then when it come out, just go ahead and buy it just to support the artist. You know, it's like a strange relationship with rap and music and the record business. Industry rule number 2080, record company people are shady.
Yes.
Right. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with Terry Moore in just a few minutes. But I want to hear, you know, who you guys like now. Who you listen to?
Oh, man. I really like that the kid, Joey Badass, from that's out of New York. He's a New York. He keeps it, you know, kind of the boom bap rap. Basically, he's real lyrical. You know, his beats are more, you know, the East Coast New York, 90s style beats. I really like him, and actually he has a nice buzz. And I guess him and ASAP Rocky probably. I like ASAP Rocky too. He's definitely going after a different. He's taking a different approach to it than what Joey Badass is doing. He actually signed the Death Row Records, which I thought was dead and gone in the water. But actually, they're back. Somebody else owns it now. So he actually signed with them. So I like to see what he does. You know, he's okay. Who else? I'm really
now,
gonna,
like,
anything
if
Slaughterhouse put out, I like. But go ahead.
Like, now, if you would have asked, if you would have had us on your show 2 years ago, all me and Ancient Sounds would be like J. Cole. We were like, J. Cole this, J. Cole that.
Right.
And we were like more into like when J. Cole was hungry and doing his mixtapes, like when, and then when he put out his full length album, and it got like a lot of radio play, but it was just like it kind of turned us off. What turned me off? Because it was like,
again,
you know,
he went mainstream because he's going after. I mean, he's on a mainstream label. He's got the number one person in music. That's
right.
His boss. So
Jay-Z, right.
Right, basically compromised. I'm not saying that he's still not good, he's not nice, but he's not putting out that music that I guess got us really liking him.
Right.
And he doesn't.
And then, I mean,
go ahead.
No, I mean that's like one of those things with independent artists. Like a lot of the underground people all day, like, that's my dude until they go major. And then it was like, all right, we don't like him no more. That's just like, you know, it's just kind of, you know, you kind of lose your underground fan base, but then you gain so much more popularity because you're getting so much airplay. But like an artist I'm really big into now is like Kendrick Lamar. You know, like I think his album was dope.
I'm not feeling Kendrick Lamar at all.
Like Kendrick Lamar is definitely dope. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's like it's West Coast. Like, I mean, just was talking with Dr. Dre.
He's got creative.
Like he's got, you know, dope lyrics. I mean, I've definitely, you know, we just gonna have to argue and fight over that.
Nah, we ain't gonna fight. I'm done fighting. I'm fighting you 10 years ago.
But I think Kendrick Lamar is like the dopest thing out right now.
Nah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna turn you guys on to one of the programs here on Survival Radio Network. It's called Anti Robot Radio.
Right.
My man Moonshine Brown does it on Saturday night. So check that out too. He plays a lot of underground stuff, a lot of independent stuff, you know, a lot of his own music as well. Some real stuff I know you guys will feel. So definitely check that out. But I want to thank you guys before I let you go and talk a little bit with Terry Moore. But thank you for joining us tonight. If you want, stay on, hear what he says. If you want to chime back in on some stuff, because he is a wealth of information. He's worked with a ton of people and is very knowledgeable about it. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Terry Mora of LearnTheMusicBusiness.com. So stay right there.
Small business owners, micro entrepreneurs, and solo entrepreneurs, preparing your business for the new year can be a daunting task. Developing the optimal business plan, product suite, and branding strategy can be overwhelming. Monique Stoner offers strategic business coaching services that can help you position your business for success and make 2013 an incredibly prosperous year. If you're ready to move your small business or solo pursuit from potential to profitability in 2013, go to www.moniquestoner.com.
Are you ready for Talk Radio's hottest show, The Conversation? Airing each Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, The Conversation, hosted by Clark Garrison, bringing you a dose of positive energy featuring the best indie artists, authors, entrepreneurs, philanthropists, business owners, and philosophers worldwide. Each and every show, tune in right here on Blog Talk Radio, Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. It pays to listen to The Conversation.
Okay, we're back. We're here talking about music on Fellas Night Out. I'm your host, C. Nathaniel Brown. We're having a great time. Thank you for Ancient Sounds and DJ Black Wizard for joining me and dropping their knowledge. I really appreciate my brothers, and I'm not afraid to say on the air, I love those brothers. We go way back, and I know they always got my back. Right now, I want to bring on another brother who I am getting to know very well in these past couple of years since I've been in Atlanta. I'm talking about Terry Mora of LearnTheMusicBusiness.com. Brother Terry, you there with me?
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Appreciate
Thank
it. Thanks
for
having me
tonight.
On.
Tonight. How you doing?
I'm honest, man. I'm honest. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great. Fantastic.
All right. Well, you know, you hear we're talking, you know, all about music. We talked about the Grammys. We talked about R&B, hip-hop, a little bit of everything. Did you get a chance to watch the Grammys yourself?
I watched pieces of it. I didn't really get too much into it. I saw a little bit of the Jay-Z performance. I saw the Miguel Wiz Khalifa. But I didn't watch it all the way through.
Okay. All right. Anything jump out to you that you liked?
You know, a couple of things. You know, with me and awards shows, I tend to don't get too into them because of a lot of the politics that go on behind the scene.
Right.
Sometimes I'll watch it just really to catch some of the performances. I thought really that Miguel's performances were pretty good. Some of the categories, again, you know, a lot of the shows like American Music Awards, a lot of the Grammys, they're great, but I don't really spend too much time, like, you know, jumping in front of the TV to check it out. But if it's on,
right,
I'll definitely watch it. And I see a lot of people on Facebook make comments, and I'll sort of look to see what they're saying about somebody, what they're wearing, or, you know, I think LL, you know, definitely did a fantastic job as a host, and it's been
okay
to see me coming from New York to see a brother from Hollis, a hip-hop artist, now hosting a Grammy. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Want to say congratulations on all the success that you're having on covers of magazines, speaking engagements. You know, you're
Thank
just
you.
A celebrity. You know, every time I see you with, you know, 10, 15 fine women, you know, congratulations.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you, thank you. But, you know, God is good, man. I'm just really doing what I've been put here to do, and I definitely appreciate it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, congratulations. So tell us a little bit about LearnTheMusicBusiness.com.
Well, LearnTheMusicBusiness.com came from a concept of so many people calling me up and asking me about the music industry, and I would literally spend hours on the phone with, you know, artists, independent artists, just trying to, you know, a lot of independent artists, they didn't even really understand marketing, publicity, what a manager does. And I would literally spend hours on the phone trying to teach them the industry. And then and I came up with an idea to have a membership site that pretty much did all the legwork for me, and was very blessed to have MC Light, who I've known and worked with since she was 16, said that, you know, she wanted to be a partner in the site because she really understood the concept, and you know, definitely appreciated that she came on board as a partner with the site.
Okay. And so you do like workshops as well?
We're actually in the process of doing it. I've done some conference calls in the past, and the conference calls, I've had Stacey Lattistore, Kim Toomey on it. I've had Michael Jackson's personal business manager on it. So we're going to take that to the next level, and we're going to do, instead of online, we're going to start doing it offline.
Okay. All right. Now, some of the people that you work with in the past, I know you work with a lot of the old-school hip-hop artists, including MC Light, some of the other ones, Dougie Fresh. Just tell me a little bit about the experiences that you've had working with some of those people.
Well, when I got into the industry, I got into it in the late 80s, so I was very blessed that when I came in, we all sort of was coming in at the same time, and I came up in a circle of MC Light, Queen Latifah, Will Smith, Puffy at the time when he was just Sean Combs, Will Smith when he was a Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I'm trying to think of a couple, Red Alert, who I've known, that's my brother from another mother for 20-something years, everyone from Houdini, Dana Dane, DJ K-Rock, MC Light DJ. So, you know, that was our fraternity when Latifah was, you know, A lot of people don't realize it, but Latifah used to be managed by Red Alert back in the days before she got with Shakim. So that was all, you know, KRS-One when Scott LaRock was still around. MC Search was the person, one of the people that forced me into the game. So, you know, shout out to MC Search in third base for making a lot of things happen for me as well.
Okay, cool. Now, I know we have a lot of people in the chat room as well as sending text messages on the fan page and everything. If you guys are out there want to ask a question, feel free to give us a call at 917-932-1078. Feel free to ask Terry a question about any of his experiences or if you have any suggestions. I know that Black Wizard had a question for you. He's on now. So go ahead, Black Wizard. You can ask Terry your question.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, like I'm a DJ here in Baltimore, and, like, I deal with, like, a lot of independent artists. Like, what is, like, an advice that you can give for artists out there to try to really get that music heard?
Well, a couple of things is that, and I was listening to you guys a couple of minutes ago, so everything that you were saying was definitely on point. Man, I mean, you said a lot of stuff that I would have repeated myself, but, you know, my thought is the indie is the new major. I've said for probably the last 10 years, and I'll keep saying it, that I believe that in the near future, major labels are going to be non-existent. When I got into the game 20 years, maybe a little bit more than that, we had hundreds of major labels. We had ACCO, East West, Time, Warner Brothers, Elektra, Profile Records. We had a lot of different labels, and now 100 major labels are down to maybe 5 major labels, but now you got hundreds of indie labels springing up. So my thought is a new artist in the game is you have to learn internet marketing. If you got to go to conventions, if you got to go to classes, 99% of people online do not know how to market online. They do not, so they're missing the boat, I mean, completely. So go to internet marketing classes, find out how to really take advantage of Facebook and Twitter. There's internet marketing guys out there, gurus, who are making a killing online selling ebooks. And so if a guy can sell a book about how to make curtains and sell 1,000 copies because he knows how to work the internet, then the artist can sell 1,000 records, CDs, you know, because he knows how to work the internet. So definitely go to internet marketing classes, get online. There's a gentleman that I got to also say, Darren Monroe, who used to have a website called, back in the days, called For the Soul. It was a neo-soul website. Me and Darren Monroe, about 5 or 6 years ago, started talking about internet marketing. Now he's got over 164,000 followers on Twitter. And he's not even doing neo-soul anymore. He's basically selling internet marketing stuff and making a killing at it.
Right, and I know, like one of the big things I really try to push the artists, I was like, you know, instead of buying, like, 8-9 pairs of Jordans, like, really invest in yourself and, like, you know, like get, like, an electronic press kit, get your music mastered. Like, you just can't be rapping over Young Jeezy tracks and sending them in or bringing them on a CD. Like radio companies, unless you've got a press kit, like, they don't even listen to your music. Unless it's, like, registered. So it's, like, they can't even play it. So, you know, you could be dope, but if you don't even know, like, just the basics of how to get on, like, it's just going to be a major struggle. So, like, a lot of artists, they don't really take their time to invest in them themselves, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that's excellent point, because one of my pet peeves with artists is that I've spoken with a lot of artists who have told me, I don't really want to worry about the business side. I don't really care what my manager does. I just want to worry about the creative side. I just want to make music. And what people fail to understand is this is a music business. There's a reason that they put business at the end of it. But I've got a ton of artists that I deal with that they don't even want to know about contracts. And I've had one artist tell me at one point, well, let the record label handle that. They're doing all that. So, yeah, it's really... unfortunately, that group will unfortunately live a short-lived life in the industry.
Right.
Okay. So speaking of contracts, how has the contracts changed in terms of for artists now? Is it getting any better? Are they getting, you know, a little more leverage to do some things creatively? Are they making a little bit more money? Or is it still just depending on the situation and the label?
Well, I think it's just the opposite. I think they're losing a lot of money because, as the gentleman mentioned earlier, and I didn't get his name, but he mentioned the 360 deals. And, you know, what it is with the record industry, if we got a quick minute, is that the industry, unfortunately, will never catch up to technology. Unfortunately, Blockbuster, as we know what happened with Blockbuster, they never caught up with technology. So Netflix and Redbox took over because Blockbuster just couldn't understand how to, you know, take advantage of the technology. So with the music industry, what they wind up doing is when NAFTA came around, they laughed. They said, oh, well, it's NAFTA. Nobody's going to really take, you know, notice of it. Before NAFTA, there was BearShare. And they still didn't really catch on. So when BearShare took off and then NAFTA took off, then they started, well, we're gonna sort of, you know, shut down on this. But the way the Internet works is that if you come up with a problem, somebody already is going to have a solution to it. So, for example, if the industry says, okay, well, we're going to stop it at this point, I guarantee there's somebody on the Internet figuring out a way to go around that. Mm-hmm. And so the industry can – that's why I say they won't be existent in about 5-6 years because no matter what they do to catch up to technology, unless they can put a code or something that will, you know, track every song out there, you know, people – I mean – I'm sort of going off on a tangent here, but this is the Galaxy's phone. Galaxy X3 now lets you tap your phone against another phone and share your playlist with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, technology is allowing you to share. I can go to somebody's phone and send them my playlist or email them my playlist. Or, I mean, I can do video to MP3 where I can take a link off of YouTube, go to a website, put that YouTube link on that website, and it'll convert it to an MP3, and I'll just download it to my phone. So, you know, they're going to unfortunately hit the artist over the head every chance that they get with 360 deals and, you know, now with Live Nation and Ticketmaster, they're trying to lock up all the venues. So, you know, artists really, as far as making a way for themselves, independent is the way to go.
Okay. Any other questions, Ancient Sounds, Black Wizard, for Terry?
No, I mean, that was, like, pretty much it. I mean, like, the main part is, like, you know, like, as a DJ, I mean, you definitely hit on a couple of really good points. Like, back in the day, I used to always, like, you know, go to the record stores and get the records. But now, you know, with Serato and, like, you know, you pretty much can just download the MP3s. There's, like, there's mm-hmm. so many, like, DJ websites that you can get the tracks for free, all the versions. So it's, like, you know, like, the artists are definitely losing out on so much because, you know, I mean, that was, like, you know, like, every Friday I was, like, run down to the record store and spend whatever cash I had on vinyl. But now these days it's, like, you know, you just click online, you hear something, you can download it, it's in your crate, and you're playing it at the party the same night. So, I mean, the business is definitely changing. It's just you just got to, like, artists got to really keep up with it, with the times and the changes.
All right.
Yeah.
We did have a comment directed to a Black Wizard and Ancient Sounds. The caller that we dropped the call from earlier from the 443 area code, let me see if I can read it so I don't get any words wrong. I wanted to ask DJ Black Wizard and Ancient Sound, which one of them got my Run DMC tape from 7th grade? Now that they are big time, I want my tape back. Y'all know who that's from? No? Black Wizard, Ancient Sounds? I guess they don't want to give that Run DMC tape back. All right, so we're going to take our last break for the night. We come back, we're going to finish up with Terry Moore. Got a couple more questions for you. So stay right there. We'll be right back right after this quick message.
Are you ready for your next excursion? Adventurous Excursions Travel is a personalized travel agency specializing in group cruises. We can book you on an all-inclusive vacation to the Caribbean, and right now we have cruises to the Bahamas or Mexico starting at only $300 per person. With affordable payment plans and friendly and knowledgeable service, why go anywhere else? Call Adventurous Excursions Travel today at 770-366-2555. That's 770-366-2555. 2555.
If you have elementary age kids, boy, do I have a book for them to read. It's called Dana the Procrastinator. Dana is an 8-year-old boy who loves to waste time, but his procrastination catches up with him when he realizes that he missed out on his own surprise. Well, I can't tell you. Anyway, check out this book at www.kidsread.com. That's www.kidsread.com and available on Amazon.com. You're going to love the illustrations and the audio-video CD-ROM, Dana the Procrastinator.
All right, we're back on Fellas Night Out. Thank you again, everyone, for listening, both in the chat room, online, as well as in the fan page group. We also have some great people that's listening, supporting, that's listening to hear DJ Black Wizard, Ancient Sounds, and Terry Moore. So we appreciate all of you for listening and supporting them. So, Terry, I want to go back to what I asked Ancient Sounds and Black Wizard about what we're hearing now. Are you pleased with the music that's out right now? And, you know, what are your thoughts moving forward? What type of things do you think we're going to hear?
Not pleased at all because, I came up in an era where, like the gentleman was saying earlier, there was some diversity. I mean, from a EPMD track, there was definitely some difference in listening to not even just the old school hip hop, but even listening to the old school R&B. You can hear Commodores, you can hear, I'm trying to think of a Peebo Bryson track. The lyrics alone was incredible, and that's why they're classic now. I can go on YouTube and play a Earth, Wind & Fire video and look through the comments and see all the kids who will say, I'm 15 years old and I love this stuff, because when they're listening on the radio, they're 15 years, that's their music. And they can't even stand it. They're going back to, the archives. So, with the record label, what it is that, unfortunately, again, the labels wind up shooting themselves in the foot because they're scared to take a leap of faith. They're scared to say, well, let's try something different. So, Beyonce comes out with a track and it sounds great, and she's selling, millions of CDs. Then the record label says, well, let's jump on that track. Let's see if we can find something similar. But they don't give the public enough credit to say that we want something different. I very rarely listen to the radio because I'm tired of hearing Kanye and Beyonce and everything else, 20 times a day. And when I worked at Billboard Magazine and was working with Light and Audio 2, one thing I'll never forget is that when we went from city to city, we could go to Detroit. Detroit was playing their music. You go to California. California was playing something different. Then you go to Texas. Texas was playing something different. Now everybody is playing the same thing. So there's really no identity with each city, so to speak. And, as far as the future of music, it's really going to me, it's not going to depend on, unfortunately, you're not going to make headway with B103 or WBLS out of New York because they're still playing the same old stuff. So guys like Chuck Brown, like yourself, and online radio stations, if you can get more and more people to really start tuning into that, then you'll really start seeing a lot of artists stepping out and saying, I'm going to sound different because I know I can be heard on Block Talk Radio or, all the other online radio stations. But unfortunately, right now, because of the system being monopolized, you're not going to hear what you want to hear.
Okay. Well, I know Ancient Sounds had a question for you, so we're going to let him get that in there. We have about 7-8 minutes left to go, so we'll let him get his question in for you, and then we'll go from there. Ancient Sounds, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's not really more so of a question. I'm just agreeing with basically everything he's saying. It's like we're almost of the same mind. And I guess I want to make a comment. It seems to me that I'm not sure how old this gentleman is on the phone, but it seems to me like our generation seems to be probably the last generation that really has something to say. And if you look at music, and if you look at what music has always meant, is you've always had your popular music, which is good. But every generation has always had music has always been the voice of that generation when you wanted to speak out about, you know, what was going on in the world or whatever. You always had those conscious artists who some kind of way always, you know, resonated with the people, and they were heard. You don't have anybody like that now in music.
Two Chainz doesn't have anything to say in his music?
No. Right. There's no substance in the popular music that my son is listening to right now. Absolutely none. And right. And that is so sad to say. I mean, at least in hip hop, even though they could say that, you know, hip hop was violent, it was a lot of negativity. Hip hop, at least in the 90s, and a little earlier than that, told you the truth. You know, it might not have been great, but it was the truth, and it was the voice of the youth. The hip hop voice of the youth now, what are they talking about? Nothing. There's nothing of substance that's coming out of their mouths, and it's sad, and it's really sad.
Well, Terry, I want to ask you about this, and I know this has been an ongoing topic for a long time, with old school artists coming back out, trying to restart careers. I know Kane has a project coming up. I know Kumo D talking about doing another tour coming up. You know, so you have a lot of people still doing stuff. You have the hip hop reunion tours and all of that. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or is that just something to pacify our generation while this other stuff is out there?
I mean, I think it's good, to be honest with you. I mean, why not? I mean, Pink Floyd, Eric Clapton, they're still touring. There's a market for them. I mean, Crosby, Still, and Nash and all those. I mean, you know, you got the guys from the 70s. I mean, Ohio players, you know, rest in peace, Sugarfoot, they were still performing. There's a crowd out there for them. There's people that love that. I went to a show about 4 months ago with Light, Kane, Slick Rick, and Dougie. And it was here in Atlanta. It was packed. And the younger generation.
I missed that one.
I'm sorry?
How did I miss that one?
It was an outside park. It was about maybe August maybe? Yeah. Last August.
Okay.
And,
okay.
I mean, it was definitely packed. So I think why not? I mean, Kane, as far as them coming out with new stuff, the only thing that I say about them coming out and with new stuff, as long as the production is up to par, as long as they give themselves credit where when they come out with something, you're like, okay, like, you know, like LL is timeless. LL can come out with something and it's just, you never think that he's gone. You're like, okay, that's definitely a nice track. But, you know, sometimes old school artists, just like old school R&B artists, old school hip hop artists, you know, they'll come out with something and you're like, well, that's cool, but I'm not really feeling it like that. So if they can come out and really do something, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Kane and Wiz Khalifa do a track or something along that line. It doesn't necessarily have to just be Kane by himself. But, you know, as far as them touring, you know, Keith Sweat, Johnny Gill, they was just here last weekend. So there's definitely an audience for them. As long as you got YouTube and those type of channels where people can watch the videos over and over and share their videos on YouTube and Facebook and I can't even say MySpace anymore, Twitter, you know, you're going to continue to build an audience for that. And before I finish, I'd like to give a shout-out, so let me know when I can throw a shout-out.
Go ahead.
Before we end the show, give a shout-out to a wonderful, wonderful young lady by the name of Crystal Foster and her daughter, Miss Aaliyah. They're listening in and definitely want to give them some love and a shout-out, Miss Crystal Foster.
All right. Hey, very Crystal, how you doing? All right, before you go, give us the website, any other information that you have, and we'll do the same for Ancient Sounds and DJ Black Wizard. That way people can stay in touch or get in contact with you if they need any other information?
On my side, they can just Google me, Terry Moore, and all my stuff will come up, my YouTube, my Facebook, my other website, learnthemusicbusiness.com, learnthemusicbusiness.info. Please add me as a friend. Send me a message. Let me know that you heard me on Chuck's show. Chuck, congratulations. I remember when we first connected at the Salt and Pepper show, so definitely proud of everything that you're doing on your side, man.
Appreciate it, brother. We got a lot more to do. We'll definitely do that. Ancient Sounds Black Wizard, you still there?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, anyway,
Greg, you
yeah.
give our contact information real quick. We got like 60 seconds to go.
All right, quick. This is DJ Black Wizard, hot16radio.com. You can check me out. I'm in Baltimore. You can see me at the CIAA convention in Charlotte, hanging out in the streets. Hopefully, I'm checking out Chuck Brown's film at the Charlotte Film Festival, so check me out at CIAA 2013.
Yeah, basically same here with me at hot16radio.com. Also, I got some joints on SoundCloud if you want to check it out, listen to some of my production. I'm also at Twitter, Ancient Sounds. That's all one word with a Z at the end instead of an S.
All right. Well, thank you, all three of you. I appreciate it. Three fantastic brothers, definitely in good company. Want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank the listeners, those of you who are in the chat room, who called in, who were sending messages. We really appreciate you. Definitely join us back next week, and you'll hear more from these fellas in upcoming sessions because they're going to co-host with me when we have some of the old school hip-hop artists on as well. Thank you again. Happy Valentine's Day. God bless, and we'll see you soon. Fellas, Night Out is out.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.